Hello, guys. Welcome to the show. I hope you're having a great day as I elbow smash my microphone. I don't know what happened with that. I have a new thing. Hopefully the new thing sounds good. I don't know. Trey, I mean, I'm
just trying to be cool, you know? I'm just trying to be more like Trey about life. It's important.
Well, here's the thing, Jason. You need to be more like Trump. You need to be more like Trump, and anything else you're doing is wrong. It's just bad, okay? And so I don't want to hear anything else. I don't want to hear anything else, okay? Well, now here's the thing I have to say. I feel like I need to do a Trump rap now. You're an imposter. You're an imposter. This is just false. This is wrong. You're an imposter.
No,
I am doing Trump in this room. No, I'm number one. You're small. Give me a beat.
Okay, here's the thing.
Do you want to be Jason or whoever you are? You claim to be Trump, but clearly you're not. Give me a beat, please, and take off Trump, because that's going to sound weird. Hello, guys, I gotta go. I'm gonna be Trump, now I'm gonna rap my flow. Out of control, I see it, I know. I'm just playing, I ain't doing that, I'm so whack. Oh no, here I go again.
I still can't be, I wanna wait back and I'm waiting for me. Now I gotta get in rep. Did you understand what I get going back? Oh, how y'all doing if I never fit down? If I sit back now like I'm running it, wow. Brown cow, only if I got chocolate milk. Then I gotta rap cause I wanna dip. Yep, here I go again. I gotta be that one dude rapping like the wind, looking for the thin. And then I say now, you know what I'm doing, because I'm so like how. Wow, 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 now I get it down. Did you want to rap? Now I'm feeling it now.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep. Flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows.
Let's get it,
dude. I love that intro still, Jason. That's I can't wait to see what you do with it.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, man. Well, I said I'm working on my hand-drawn animations for us, so that's one of the things I'm trying to get done.
Okay.
Because I really want to have those characters for a t-shirt, so that's my thought process. So I just got to do it, and Boston's been trying to get me. I recorded a song for a scientist and he did it too, and so he wants me to do a music video, so I'm using this time to make cartoons of him so then I can practice my cartoons for us. So but
sweet.
That's the idea.
That's awesome. Wow. Man,
yeah,
that's super cool.
When you learn, yeah, anyways,
no, I would love to hear everybody's headline of the week. I don't have one. Go, Jason. Just kidding. I have one. I'm joking. Unless you don't, I can go first.
You can go first if you want. It's fine.
I am making decisions that are going to drastically change the course of my life.
Oh, God.
Wow.
What did I tell you about joining pyramid schemes, Trey?
No, and I didn't join a pyramid scheme.
No, you cannot.
I joined Mars Island. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Jason.
Right. My headline of the week is... I have to, nope, no, that's not a good one. I got something, I promise. I mean, so many cool things have happened. My brain is not working. Nice. I built a castle out of cardboard boxes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Shawnee, what's your headline of the week?
My headline of the week is I roomed with Bigfoot. I was a roommate with Bigfoot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. My headline, you said what? Sorry.
No, that's okay. I feel like that headline needs some elaboration. Well, yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah. No, I want to hear it. but wait. We save our guests. We save the best for last, and that is our guest, and that is you. So. My headline of the week is I have begun. There we go. I couldn't get my words out to start wedding planning. So Aaron and I, my fiance, have been really going at it. She's been amazing. She's doing a lot of going planning. Wow. Awesome. Phenomenal. Thank you. Thank you, Jason. Thank you. Thank you for the witty joke. We've been having a hard time finding venues, but I think we found one. It's awesome. But we actually just went to this wedding show yesterday. She was in town this weekend, and it was funny because while we're looking at, you know, venues and like florists and DJs and stuff, I bring in my cards for my business.
Yeah, dude.
And I'm just like, hey, you guys found a DJ? Hey, I've been doing this for 10 years. Here you go. Yeah, discounts, we'll talk. I just hand them cards and I move on and that's it. So it's like, my mom's like, hey, you should go to wedding shows. And I forget about them. Like, cause I'm doing other gigs and stuff. And I'm like, why am I not doing wedding shows? This seems like easy referrals. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just bringing these in. So I handed out about 5 or 6 cards. It was awesome. But it was really cool. It was a nice little place that had like maybe 40 vendors. It was just a cool experience to just be there with Aaron. Please, if you guys have any referrals of like caterers or anything like that's in the 502 area or is willing to travel, that it's not, you know, going to cost an arm and a leg, please let us know. But that's my highlight of the week. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, I built a castle out of cardboard. So I've lived in my house for over like 6 months now, and my garage still is a disaster area.
Well, and, you know.
Not only did I build a castle out of cardboard, I also saw the remnants of somebody that almost died, which was me. You know the story of where my kids home alone to me. How blood was squirting everywhere, but my phone was in the garage, and so it covered the floor of the garage. But I never cleaned it because I couldn't walk for a month. And at this point, there's nothing really that you can do about that. I mean, I guess I could power wash it, but there's so many boxes in there. Anyways, so there's just blood remnants. But I pretty much broke down almost all my boxes in there, and it filled my recycling bin like twice. And so, yeah, I built a cool castle, got kids. They were excited about it. And, you know, it's hilarious because I have really important things I have to do. But you know how that is, right? It's like, oh, important things. Yeah. Oh, let me go find the thing I've put off the most. Do that first. You know, I finally got a call about the puppet show. Somebody was like, yo, we need to get that up and going. I was like, what? I didn't realize we all remembered. So that was really exciting for me. And so I need to do that. But instead, I organized my garage. But that'll be something I do this week. So finish it up and finally have the final edit of the puppet show, which is exciting.
That's cool. Awesome, man. Congrats.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, Shawnee, we saved the best for last. We want to hear your headline of the week. Pressure. I promise we didn't forget about you.
That's okay. Yeah, well, I mean, I'd say Scout kind of gave me some help with this headline a little bit. But what this actually means is my highlight of the week is I get to be on the show with you guys. That's a big
highlight. Thank you so much.
I'm not doing brownie points, but... but I was a roommate with Scout at the CMN conference in Boston back in November.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how I met. Awesome. Met him. And he was having a nap, and I felt really bad, and I was trying really hard not to wake him up.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I didn't know because I didn't
even... Sawing wood? Was he sawing wood?
No, he told me later that he snores, but he actually wasn't that bad at all. He really oversold it. But I didn't know I had a roommate at all. Like I just went up and I was like, oh, there's a guy sleeping here. And I was like, oh no, I gotta not wake him up. And I failed horribly and he woke
up. You punched him in the face.
Exactly what he did.
Wake up. Now he woke up and I was like, oh, I have a roommate. And it was Scout and he's the nicest guy. So I lucked out. He lucked out.
Cool.
So, yeah. My highlight of the week is coming on here and being with you guys.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
He's been my roommate a few times and he disagrees with me about my snoring, which is fair.
It's it's funny. I mean, the year prior, I don't remember it being that bad, but this year, man, you almost.
Maybe it depends. Like, I know.
Well, I think it matters what you're using to sleep on. Like, I think because I was on that couch. Even when I was Not when I was driving. But anyways.
When you were driving, you were snoring. Eh? That's eh?
Yeah, I realize that now as I said it out loud. Okay, guys, let's move on.
It was
on.
Traffic. It's, you know, I don't know.
It was Austin. It's how it works.
Yeah.
Trey, I think it's about that time.
I'm glad you said something, Jason. This Shawnee, I hope you're excited for this next part. It's one of my favorite bits. One of all my right. favorite bits of the show, not the favorite. But it is, in fact, time for a quiz.
Ooh.
And this is DJ Sound Effects Quiz, so you get a little bit of remix in there.
All right.
So,
all right. Oh my gosh.
So I have a cartoon quiz today for both of you guys, and you get to answer any and all questions I throw your way. It'll kind of bounce back and forth who gets to answer first.
Okay.
But I promise you, we'll get to answer all questions. Right. So, you know, no one was prepared for this. I didn't send out any emails. I do a little bit where I ask you about it, and you know, you didn't get the email because I didn't send it. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. Jason, are you ready?
Nope.
Good. Shawnee, are you ready?
Not at all, but I'm safe.
That's what I wanted to hear. Perfect. Yeah. So guests go first. Shawnee, question okay. number one. I hope you are freaking ready. Let's get it. So which character's life quest is to hunt down the Roadrunner? And this is an open question. There's a mix of multiple open questions, multiple questions, and the like.
Can I answer?
Is it my is yes.
I didn't have to buzz or anything? Okay. It's nope. Wile E. Coyote.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Jason, which character's life quest is to hunt down the Roadrunner?
Mr. Wile E. Coyote.
I don't like that because there's no Mr., but you're more or less right. So you guys both get the first question.
All right.
Correct. Congratulations.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Coyote, and I was like, no.
It's just Wile E. Coyote.
How do you know? You don't know his pronoun.
You know what?
Yeah, we don't know his history. We don't know his life.
Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers. Ask them. Anyway, Jason, question number two. You get a first crack at it. What is particularly noticeable about Arnold and Hey Arnold? Is it A, he has 12 fingers? Is it B, he has a football-shaped head? Is it C, he has no hair? Or is it D, he has big feet?
B, he has a football-shaped head.
Okay. Shawnee, same question.
It's B, he has a football-shaped head, but now I'm wondering, does he have the other ones too? I remember that, though, but I'm going with B. I'm also going with B.
I don't know. He could. It could have had a really weird mishap with having 12
his
fingers.
Feet, no? Who knows?
Yeah, no, congrats. He has a football-shaped head. If you even listen to the outro, move it, football head. That's what I can't remember what her name is, but
Shawnee,
she says it.
If you watched the show and you were only focused on his feet, I would imagine that is a little weird.
Yeah, that would be questionable.
I mean, if you enjoy sneakers, or maybe you're looking for the great shoes he has on.
Maybe.
Hey, they had some. Hey, cartoons had some nice kicks.
Yeah, it was 90s too. So you know.
Oh yeah, 90s. For sure.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm not gonna fight you.
All right, Shawnee. Next question. Let's move right along so we can talk to you about all the great stuff that you do. What is Tommy's last name in the Rugrats? Is it A, Orange? Is it B, Pickles? Is it C, Cakes? Or is it D, Pears?
It is B, Pickles.
Alrighty. Jason, love same pickles. Question.
It is B, Pickles.
Phenomenal. You guys are killing it. I might just have to close up the quiz early. Jason, next question. It's open. What is the name of Wendy's dog in Peter Pan?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Toto?
You thought it was easy. It's not that easy, is it?
I have no
Jason
idea.
Jason has answered Toto. No, Shawnee, next
watch
to you. What is the name of Wendy's dog?
Wendy's dog? Is
he
it
doesn't know.
Wendy's dog in Peter Pan? Think about this. Hold on. Think about this. What is the dog's role in Peter Pan?
I haven't seen that in so long, but can I make
original Peter Pan?
I'm going to guess a name. I'm just going to make one. Is it Winnie Jr.?
Okay. No. I'm going to give you guys one more crack at this because those are both wrong answers.
I figured.
Jason. So.
Okay.
How do I do this? How do I do
this? You should have just gave him multiple choice and not give me multiple choice. That'd have been a funny bit, but you missed your chance.
Oh, hold on. Wait. Now, no, Shawnee, no. I heard a cry for help. Hold on. It's coming from some other direction, but I'm going to give you a little bit of help here. So,
okay,
Shawnee, if the dog happened to have a role and it was a nurse, what would you consider a dog that was a nurse? Not even forget that it's a dog. She would be your what?
Your nurse.
Think of a European nurse that's kind of a maid but takes care of the kids.
Oh, nanny.
So not that, but close.
Hmm.
I mean, it is. It's close in the word.
Okay. So it's close. Okay. So it's close to nanny.
It's very. I mean, like one letter off.
Shawnee.
Ninny? Ninny. No.
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 What's your name, Sean?
My name is Sean. Is it Nani? Is it Nani?
Come on.
No. So you said nanny.
Yeah.
But instead of saying nanny.
Oh, nanny.
What's your name, buddy?
Is it?
What's your real name and what's your fake name?
My name is Sean.
Uh huh.
Johnny. So is it Nan? Is it Nan? I don't know.
Okay. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Instead of a Y, it's an A on the end.
Nana.
Yes, congrats. Nana. How did you get that right?
Man, Nana. Oh, I get it now.
I never tried so hard to get somebody to get the question right.
Buck Wild. We're going to move right along here. This is the Manchignon, the coup de grace. Go ahead, Johnny. What are you saying?
I was just saying, that was tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. When was the last time you saw Peter Pan, right?
Oh, probably five, six. When I was five.
This isn't the last question. I'm going to run through this.
All right.
Shawnee, what is the name of the owl in The Sword and the Stone?
Oh my God.
Okay, what's the sword in The Sword and the Stone named after?
The sword's Excalibur, right? Yeah.
Could be. I like your answer, Jason.
Excalibur?
What's my question? Is my question the owl or is it the
sword? The owl.
Oh yeah. It's Hootie.
Yeah, that's wrong. So it's Archimedes, Jason. It's Archimedes. And it is Excalibur, Shawnee. So congrats. Congrats. Jason is bowed out for some reason. We're almost done with the quiz though. Hootie's funny.
I should have said that the owl's name is Excalibur. Like I didn't hear you say that part. And you'd be like, you got it wrong.
All right, folks. So whoever can make me laugh wins the quiz. Jason, what are the names of the seven dwarves in Snow White? Wrong answers only.
Pooty, Pooty 2, Pooty 3, Pooty 4, Pooty 5, Pooty 6, Pooty 7, and Diarrhea.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing, folks. Jason just made up 8 dwarves.
You really went over.
He said Pooty on literally all of them and then made up one that said Diarrhea. But that is his answer. Shawnee, you get it. 7 dwarves, wrong answers only.
Okay. Cranky, Stumpy, Rickety,
Bumpity,
Melvin, Shawnee, Scout.
Scouty.
Scouty. And no, Scout and Hootie.
Now here's the thing. Shawnee took stuff from the quiz.
I did.
He took Jason's name and made the bit funny, so he wins the quiz. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah, once I said, I was like, ooh, if I said Diarrhea now, that'd be great. And then I realized, I'm already at 7.
Well, what's good is I ran through that. You guys did a great job. But Shawnee, you are the winner, and you get our nice little NFT courtesy of Jaime. Congratulations. Great job from Jay Pineapples. All right. Sweet. Hopefully that'll earn some money somewhere down the road. It's not really an NFT. We just say it is. It's a bit. I'm done here. Jason, why is Shawnee on the show today?
Well, when I asked Shawnee what we do better for a better year, he said, be kind. And he gave me a really good answer. I took that really good answer, put it into a ChatGPT, and it gave me Beanie Vibes. Kindness suits everyone, which dang.
It's so did it actually? Amazing. It actually put Beanie Vibes.
Well, so what I did is it used to be be kind and courteous to everyone while wearing a beanie is what I put. It gave me that, which was way better than anything I thought of. I was like, oh, that's so great. So why do we need Beanie Vibes? Kindness suits everyone. Why does kindness suit everybody for a better year? Shawnee.
Why does it suit? I think after, I mean, after the last year, especially near the end, it got kind of dark there. And I just saw a lot of stuff on the internet that made me very sad. And, you know, anything on the anything in a comment section is, as you know, a lot to handle. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think it could suit everyone a lot better if people were just a lot more empathetic, a little more patient, and a little more kind with each other. And it's not going to solve everything, but it would definitely make things a lot easier. And yeah.
Well, that answered one of the questions that I know of, is why you're a children's musician. It's because you don't have to worry about comments. So it makes sense.
Yes, that's true too.
Like the real reason I do kids' music is so I don't have to have comments in my YouTube videos.
that's true.
But no, I when I was thinking about this, it's like, yeah, no, so many people want to correct people, destroy them, and it's just like, it's so good. It's just like, what's really popular right now is this whole Cat Williams thing. You know, he went and put everybody on blast, which is great for him because half of these people didn't even know who Cat Williams was, and now he's back, which is great. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Mike Epps was like, I'm a little bitter that he didn't say my name because, you know, I'm on tour right now. I need some promo too. He should have just mentioned my name once. Even if he said something bad, people would have been it. But it's so hilarious. You say negative things, everybody blows up, wants to know. You say good things, you make people feel better, nobody cares.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And so being kind is so important. I know from my own life, it's just such a good thing. And so that's amazing. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad we get to hang out today. That is very cool. Now I do need you to do your normal video intro just one time.
Sure.
For everybody. So here we go. Hey, Shawnee, how are you doing today?
Hi, friends. I'm doing great today. How are you doing today?
We're great.
That's how Shawnee usually talks.
If you've ever seen Shawnee's YouTube channel, which is pretty awesome, you should check it out. That's how every video starts. And the only thing about this is hard is that the songs are only 5 to 6 minutes, so you get a lot of hey friends a lot. That is in your head, and it's awesome. It's just like Blippi, you know.
I did it wrong. I realize now. If you look at the videos, usually my hands are a little more like, more like, hi, friends.
You're like, please pay attention to me. Please pay attention. I'm on fire. You
shouldn't be able to see fingers.
I'm on fire.
Yeah. I need to see bloopers. Like, I need to see you getting so excited you just like fall out of your chair.
There's one where I hit the camera. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Knocked over a vase.
See, I feel like content creators should make bloopers of their, because like, do you know Daily Dose of Internet by chance?
No.
Oh, he's okay. So he's blown up the past couple years, but like he does snippets of everyday news or like memes or funny stuff. And he starts off, he's like, hello, this is your Daily Dose of Internet, whatever. But he'll do bloopers towards the end of his thing. And it just, it kills you. It kills you because it's like, I know who this guy is, but now I really know who this guy is.
That's actually a really good idea because
you might. I don't know.
I have found that kids love it when you make mistakes. They love it when you fall over or do anything. It's the best.
Oh my gosh!
You could over cheese that too. Like even.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
and I don't even really have to. I'm very clumsy, so it's not. Okay.
That's so amazing. It's so good to have you on the show.
Yeah, I love
being here. I know content creation and being around doing those things, this is a little different than your normal thing. There are a little older people listening, or there's nobody listening. I don't know. it'll be fun. What really got you into music? I like already know that you're a talented musician.
Were you
always doing kids music, or was that were you actually a regular musician, or did you never know music and one day somebody just gave you a ukulele and you're like, yeah, I can play this?
No, I started in bands. Actually, I was in a lot of like rock bands, a lot of like pop punk bands, believe it or not. That was like my first kind of music I was into. It was some of the first music I was into. And so I did that for a long time. I played in bars, but some of the worst gigs you can think of. It's hard to even imagine because I'm super like peppy and all that kind of stuff. But I was always teaching kids on the side. I taught like swimming lessons for the longest time, and then I got my degree in education. So I was always teaching, but I was always playing rock music and stuff like that. So I played very different music than I do now. And I never thought of putting the two of them together. I never thought, hey, you know, I'm really silly and goofy and I'm good with kids. And I really like performing and I never thought of putting them together. It took me an embarrassingly long time to figure out that that's probably a good idea. That's probably worked really, really well. And so the kids music thing was more of a pandemic thing. It was something I thought about in the back of my head. Like one day that'd be really fun to just try it out. And the pandemic hit and I thought, well, what better time to write some kids songs and let's go. Let's see what happens. And
why not? Right.
Yeah. And it took off and kids liked it. I first just did it for my students. Like I just did goofy songs and stuff and they liked it, and which I thought was a good sign because they were really honest most of the time. Like if a song was bad, they would be like, no, that one sucks. That one's not good. They call me Mr. Sean.
Please don't ever make music again.
Ever do? Yeah, no.
Please quit.
That's it. Like I figured, if it went badly, I'd be like, I'll know immediately. I'll know right away if this is not good. But they liked it, so I just kept going with it. And yeah, I love it. I love doing it. And so now I do it all the time. But yeah, no, I started as in bands and stuff first.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah,
That's amazing. I was thinking about you this weekend, not just because you were going to be on the show, but because I had I'm now in charge of like the 3-year-olds at church to like sing songs.
Oh, and yeah.
So, you know, I had to do circle time. And oh, I was like, I just know that that's one of your niche circle time. It's funny because, you know, for me, you've seen me do this before where I'm just like, oh, I don't know any circle time songs. Let's make one up.
Oh yeah, I saw you do that at CMA. I was like, wow.
He's just making up a circle time song.
But yeah, it's not even fair. I have to go home and work on it and then fail and then go back and do it again. And you just went in and
people were like, oh, this is so amazing. You should have how much time did you spend on that?
None.
But no, it's so funny because you sing it. But you know, like, was because you already had kids, you already did teaching stuff. Is that why the circle time stuff kind of happened? Or is it kind of like it was just where the gigs were? Like, we just need somebody to sing for this 5 kids. Could you do that real quick?
Yeah. That's a really good question. I don't know. No, I think it. Yeah, it's hard to think about. I'm trying to remember now. It seems like it's only not that long ago, but. No, I did it in my, yeah, I did it in my school anyway. I already knew how to do that. And, cause I was a music teacher. I was an elementary school music teacher for like 8 years. And, oh, wow. I didn't do the circle time as much. Like I only saw kindergarten and like grade one, not as often as the other students, but, they would often bring me down and be like, hey, do you want to do a circle time? And nobody wanted to do them. That was the problem. Like none of the other teachers they weren't musical, so they didn't enjoy doing it at all. They just did it because they had to. And so they put me down there. And I enjoyed it. I mean, sometimes it was hard. Sometimes it was not always fun, but I got better at it. And then once the opportunities were there, I said, yeah, sure. I'm comfortable doing it. So yeah, I guess that, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, no. That definitely does. I was talking to somebody. I was Santa for before Christmas, and my friend and his mom run a bunch of daycares throughout the city, and yeah. I was telling about Lavender Blues, and then that's literally her business model,
right? Yeah,
she just has an office where she does literally circle time and gets paid like $50 per kid every amazing time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they bring their parents, you know what I'm saying? It's not like you're not babysitting. They like literally come for a facility and she just gets paid to do circle time. And that's her business model. And that person was like, wait, you're saying that that can happen? And I'm like, and I could do it if you need somebody to do it. It's not like, you know, but, or I could train somebody to do it. It's like, I don't need to do it. Like, but it's a cool thing. So I just think it's fun to see that that's what you do a lot of.
I think it's mostly what I like to go to do like libraries and elementary schools too. Yeah. Like go and do other bigger things too. I like being like bigger and louder and stuff. But Lavender Blue, she She has a great business model. I would like, I kind of like going to other places, but I really, I like that idea that they come to you. That's kind of nice too.
You know, I was thinking about this, like just even in my neighborhood, just like renting out the clubhouse and just having a circle time for stay-at-home parents.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I would love to have something with my kids. I've been lucky where Lavender Blues had done the live streams. And so me and my daughter were on the live streams. And so I got to see it, but I was like, oh, that'd be so cool. But yeah, imagine in your area, if you built it up, you could have a pretty cool thing. So I wasn't trying to start a new business model.
No. No,
that's laughing. That's crazy, Jason, that you were talking about being a Santa Claus.
I actually remember the time I was the Easter Bunny and I was going around, you know, making things with the, just having Easter egg hunts and all these different things. And it didn't work out because the kids were terrified of the Easter egg bunny or Easter egg, the Easter bunny. And it was a bad time.
So, no, I'm just playing. Oh, I wanted to make a bit earlier, but, you know, kind of time.
You in a fuzzy suit hopping around? Yeah, I could imagine how kids would be freaked out.
No, I would be the hip hop.
Oh,
Easter Bunny.
Oh, nice.
That's right. Yes.
That was actually pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
Beatboxing as you throw eggs at children. Is that how Easter works?
I would be like, I'm hip. I'm hop. I'm doing the bop. You know what I'm thinking up. Anyway.
But yeah, that's amazing. What is your one of your favorite parts about performing? Kids or just in general, like are you ever shocked about the adults and how they react to your music?
That's a really great question. Honestly, I don't want to say I don't care. I do care what the adult thinks. Obviously I want the adults to, like, I don't want them to hate it. Like, I don't want them to be like, oh, this sucks, I don't want to be here. Honestly, like, it's kind of fun to see the adults like it. Like, I didn't expect them to like it. I expect them to be like, okay, to be not involved and just like they're bringing their kids. But no, the adults really get into it too, which is really fun. I don't know, maybe their inner kid comes out or something. And like, I try not to play too many of like the repetitive songs that people have heard a million times too, like, you know, like Baby Shark or something like that. Not that I'm against that, but, you know, I think that I think that's a catchy song, but you know, and sometimes I play songs that are like adults know, but they're kid friendly too, you know?
Sure.
So, I don't even know if I answered that full question, but I really like that. It's like, what do adults think? And like, some adults are super into it. And like
well,
some
you're
of the
doing
songs.
It wrong. You're doing it wrong as a parent if you don't go bananas with your kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thing.
Like, if you're just standing there like this, it's like, dude, you're the example. Your kid's only going to dance and act silly if you dance and act silly.
That's true, yeah.
You need to be the example of what you want. So I try. Well, I only try to the point where I have energy left.
Sure. Yeah, that's like, fair. You have to pace yourself. You can't be like the whole time.
I did have a question for you, Shawnee. So I did have a question for like people. What?
You're like, I did have a question, but I forgot it.
Well, no. I did have a question like that was more so for like,
hey, I'm gonna riz y'all real quick. Give me a second.
That's not.
I wish I had like works. A cool riz, like where I come back like a robot or something.
I'll tell you what, Jason.
Do you have a riz?
You have
No. You do that again.
I'm a robot.
I'm gonna help you out. Hold on. Give me a second.
Oh,
I need you to do that one more time.
Oh, I got some.
Once I freaking find the thing, golly, where is it at? Why is it not doing this?
I'm expecting a robot. I don't know.
No, it's just.
It's not going to work anymore, Trey.
Yeah. Here we go. All right. Try it one more time. So I was thinking more of like something along those lines. Oh, wait a minute. I think I had it. No, is it the saxophone? It's not there. We're going to move on. So I had more like a thinking of the Anyway, Shawnee. So for somebody who focuses on like children's entertainment, what is it like when you put you know, it could be a persona. It could be just you,
yeah,
with extra energy. What is it like, separating yourself from Shawnee and who you are? And does it ever make you feel uncomfortable? Because for me, the reason I'm asking this question, for me, like, I have a hard time doing sing-alongs, but I will gladly perform for the kids. Just like beatboxing, going and doing all that stuff, because that's my thing.
Right.
It's not necessarily the wheels on the bus go round and round. It's more of a, hey, I would love to have you up on the stage and show you what I can do. Let's do something together. Like,
That makes sense. You know, that's your skill set, right? So you're like, the switch just... That's just automatic for you.
So yeah, is it ever like awkward for you, or like just this isn't your thing right now? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Does that make sense? That's a really good question. I really like that question, because I sometimes think about it. I'm like, who is Shawnee? Sure. And you know what? I'm like, Shawnee is it's like people are like, it's a character, and it's like, actually, he's just me. He's just my inner kid, and really, that's not too far from me at all. It's just like the voice is a little more high pitched. I'm a little bit more like energetic.
Sure.
But most of the time, that is me. I'm just silly and goofy and like, but you're right. Sometimes I don't feel like that. Sometimes I go to a show and I'm like, or like sometimes I'm just getting over a cold, or I didn't sleep that well. But that's from...
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
Yeah. I've gone to shows where I didn't even have like half a voice. Like I was barely like hanging on. But I'm always amazed too. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm so worried. I'm going to go there and I'm just not going to give it 100%. Something's going to happen. But it's like a little button that goes off. I don't know what it is. It just like it goes off. The adrenaline hits. You're just kind of like doing it. And then afterwards you collapse. I think it's from teaching also. Teachers are like that a lot too. Like some, obviously teachers are not feeling it sometimes. Come on. They don't get paid enough. Like, you know.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Exhausting. So
it's like, and now the real me comes out.
Yeah. And then you have to go in and
unfiltered.
You have to sell it. So I guess I'm used to it, but it's not too different from me anyway. So it's not like I'm too much of a character. It's really like, am I feeling goofy kid version of Sean or am I not? But so it's not too like, I can imagine like I've seen Blippi. I wonder, is Blippi like that all the time?
Right. No, I mean, the voice of SpongeBob, for example, he's got the goofiest voice ever.
Yeah,
but it's like the guy himself is probably not acting like that unless he's on camera.
If he's
off camera, he's probably like everyone else.
Yeah,
and probably still just a goofball. But
it's kind of like the guy who plays Homer Simpson. You know, he's like doesn't sound like that at all, and probably a very intelligent man.
Sure,
but then there's the example you're telling doesn't actually work all the time, because who's SpongeBob's best friend?
Patrick.
That's literally how that guy talks normally.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because he was in a football TV show, and he's been awesome. Yeah. But literally, that's his talk. Like that's his voice normally. I saw him doing the football, the behind the things, because he did a thing where he actually did football announcing as Stewart, and it was hilarious.
Stewart?
What's his name?
Patrick. Name? Patrick.
Patrick. Yeah, as Patrick.
Would love to hear that.
Would look it up. They actually had his face with the little, you know, it was a video watching.
Oh my
gosh. As he's performing, and he's actually doing commentary for, because they did it on Paramount Plus or whatever, and so they actually have kids commentary. And so yeah.
Wow.
It was great. I was just like, that's amazing. But anyways, speaking of that, and here's my dumb question of the day. You know, you just got married. Does your wife ever just want to slap Shawnee?
I did get married. I was going to say, like, yeah. No, I honestly, she's so patient with it. There was one song she hated. I don't even remember. It wasn't, to be fair, it wasn't good. So she was right. Like, I never put it
out.
But she was like, this is so annoying. Can you please stop? But the worst part, I just kept going. It's just like, I'm just going to keep going. And sometimes I still bring it up to annoy her.
The music might stop, but Shawnee never stops. Let's go.
To answer your question, she'd probably more want to hit Sean than Shawnee, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. I mean, not on camera, at least.
More annoying than Shawnee.
My wife, she doesn't fall for my tricks. She knows if I start saying something, I'm making it up. And so if I'd be like, if I go, I wrote a poem for you today, and like, you're like the sun in my stars, and the night of my night, and she'd be like, when are you done? That this is not honest. And I'm like, come on, I'm trying. Everybody else can be sweet. Why can't I be sweet? She's like, because I know you just didn't spend any time on it. I already know. You have your, like, your scout voice that you do, and I already know that you're making it up.
You're freestyling this right now, aren't you?
Like, I am. You're right. I totally am. That's so funny. But yeah, no, it's so interesting, the dichotomy of that, right? Like, because you have that character, as Trey was asking, and it's like, and it is a part of your life. Like, you spend how many hours, right?
Right.
Recording these videos. Like, this is a part of you as a person at this point.
And yeah.
It's like you have to record the thing. So it's like the poor person that's in your life, like, has to deal. They don't realize. Like, yeah, I imagine the Blippi thing. Imagine hanging out with him, like, being, it's like, wow, dude, I appreciate that you're not Blippi right now.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do it around my friends all the time. I think my friends would be more annoyed with me than anything. Yeah. They'd be like, please stop. But it's not too different from me. I think that's why I like it. It's also, like, honest too. Like, I'm not being phony. I'm not, like, putting on something for the kids. It's like, no, I genuinely am this silly and ridiculous.
That was one of my favorite parts about the conference, is that you had all these characters, but then there were just regular people. And, like, you know that they hang out with kids all the time, and you see their performances, and then they're just like, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, wait, but you're okay.
Yeah, that's it. I met a few people. I was like, oh, you're actually really, like, really relaxed and
well, like, Ronnie Boy is a good example of that. Like, you see him as
videos, that's true.
And then, like, Ron is just a nice guy. Like, but it's a different character. Like, you know, but it's just interesting how it works.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's like you said, it's persona. It's almost like it is me.
On no switch.
I'm not like that all the time.
Right.
But it is it's like,
I guarantee you don't greet your wife like, hi, friend, how's it going today?
Oh, sometimes it blurs.
And she goes, hi, I'm your wife, stop doing this.
Hi, I got the groceries today.
She's like, yes.
I should do that while breaking bad news. Be like,
hi,
breaking
friend.
Bad news.
Yeah, breaking. Hi, friend.
You need to do a bit where you just need breaking bad news is shoddy, and you just do bad news on TikTok or something. Where you're just like, guys,
I can't even just really bad news.
I fell down the stairs today.
Hey, guys. Hey, friends. I'm sorry to tell you, you lost your job.
Yeah.
No.
Like, people pay you to tell bad news for things.
Or I go to companies and give layoffs. Like, hi, friends, we have massive layoffs.
Oh no! Hi, friends, the company's going in a different direction.
Happy you are not going to be here tomorrow.
Oh no!
Hi, NFL coach, you are now fired.
Yeah. Have a good day. Hi, friends, inflation's at an all-time high.
Hi, friends, I'm taking your home now and your car. Have a good day.
Oh my gosh,
I should look into Shani, that. I've made good money on that.
Well, Shani, you know, especially as you get older, like when all the people that listen to your music are adults, they would love that joke.
Be like, hey, hey.
It seems like you need to, you have two new bits. The breaking bad news to people, which are, do you already do that? Was that a fun, was that a bit? Was it a thing we were doing?
No, I just thought of this now.
Okay. So Shani breaking bad news and then the bloopers.
Yeah. I really like the bloopers.
This alone would up your numbers. You're welcome.
Yeah. I thought of just making a blooper video, but having it in every video would be really fun.
You could and then obviously have it of that video. Like, while I was recording, this happened, or anyway.
That's great. I really like that.
You're already using the stuff that you're doing, so
it's great because, like, that way all the mistakes I make are it's for a good use.
I had one question for Shani, Jason. Unless you wanted to go somewhere with
this, we're gonna talk about his new album. But yes, you can ask more
questions. Where did you want to go with Shani? Where do you see yourself being in a couple years?
Great combo. Yeah.
In a couple years, I wasn't intending for the YouTube stuff to keep going. Like, that was something I just did in the pandemic.
Sure.
There's nothing else to, like, I couldn't live perform. I couldn't do anything. So I was like, well, might as well make some videos. And I still, I love performing the most, probably live. That's, you know, instant connection with people and kids. And, I definitely want to keep doing the YouTube. I'm going to try and keep the YouTube channel going and, like, make it a little bit more high production a little bit more.
Sure.
And yeah, I released an album in 2023, which was great, but it was all songs that I'd already done on YouTube before, songs that like I knew were successful, which was cool. And so now I'm working on an album that are like all songs that I did live performing that are successful. Like I've done them so many times that I know they're going to work. Like they're going to work. Kids love them. I love them. And I'm going to put them, record it, and then have them on YouTube as well. So that it's more like, yeah, it's not old material being recorded. It's like new material, new videos. And yeah, I just want to, I don't know about that in 5 years, but that's my year plan.
Sure.
To make it a little bit more. Yeah. A little bit.
That's even better.
Yeah.
You got something really soon.
Yeah, exactly. I'm working on it. And yeah, I'm a bit of a realist. I'm not going to be like, I want to be like, I don't know.
I want to take over YouTube. I'm like, good luck, man.
Yeah, good luck with that. No,
power to you.
I'm just happy I get to do it, you know, for a basic living. I'm you know, I'm not wealthy, but I, you know, I get to do it what I love to do. And, you know.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's awesome, man. Congrats. Keep
doing that in 5 years. Yeah, it'd be great.
Did you do the online class where they were talking about building your YouTube channel?
No, I didn't do it. I missed that.
Sadly. One of the best bits of that thing. So this lady's talking about how they have such a successful YouTube channel. And then she's like, yeah, but we found a point where when we were performing, we had to call our rivals and tell them not to perform. Tell them that where I'm performing because we were so close in things. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And she goes, our rivals were the Wiggles.
Oh. Yeah. They had to call the Wiggles? Like,
yeah. Well, dang. The Wiggles would call them.
Father.
Because, well, no, because that's how big of a deal they are.
Oh, like, there's a. Okay, I thought they were like way lower and they were trying to.
No, they're just as a big deal.
That's like, crazy.
That's wow. That's amazing. I mean, the Wiggles, that's like, wow. They just had a documentary. I want to watch it. There's a documentary about them. It's very super fascinating. And,
yeah.
I mean, they've been around for like decades. They just keep rotating.
I mean, I listened to them as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
There you go.
Yeah.
But we do got to move on.
Yeah. Because it's a great question, guys, though. Wow.
Yeah. But it made me laugh. I was like, oh, that's just a funny, like, when you're like, hey, my rival's Blippi, you know, and we just call each other like, yo, hey, I'm not going to do that song today. That's so funny. But anyways, now it's time for me to make up a rap song. But before that, you're going to get your own solo time to promote whatever you want to promote. Tell people about the new depression book, whatever you want to do.
Obviously not.
That's a pre.
Okay, the depression book is me going, hi, friends.
Oh, hi,
over
friends.
And over again. Hi, friends.
When you hit the lows.
Until you're just crying. Friends. They're making me do this. I don't wanna.
I have to do this 300 more times.
Oh, no.
I can't feel my arms.
Oh, no.
Carpal tunnel.
Oh, no. What now?
Anyway, you get time right now to promote whatever you want, Shawnee. And where people can find you, what you have coming up. You get the full screen here in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
All right. You can check out my album, It's So Sunny, on Spotify. And you can check out my YouTube channel, which has new videos every 2 weeks. And yeah, and you can find me also at my website, ShawneeKidsMusic.com, with all sorts of updates on everything Shawnee. Yeah. So I hope you check it out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
sweet.
Trey.
Yeah.
It's time for a wrap.
Let's get it. Okay, sweet.
All right, Shawnee, is there anything that we talked about that you want to make sure that I put in the rap song, or any things you want me to add or talk about in general? I'm gonna use for this freestyle.
I was gonna say depression book, but I don't know if that's gonna
do it. No, we're doing it. No, yeah, don't worry about it. We're doing it.
or hi friends. If you put hi friends in there,
the Shawnee Breaks Bad News.
Wait, yes, that's it.
Okay, we got that. We got what else? We got
put some bloopers. I don't know.
The Wiggles. We got.
Yeah, we'll talk about the album. We'll talk about how you roomed with Bigfoot.
Yeah, there you go.
Talk about Trey finally figuring out.
I just now realized your headline. I did not connect.
Beanie Vibes.
Yes.
It's true.
Yeah, I think that covers it.
Wait, yeah. I thought of the Easter Bunny. For some reason, that stuck out.
Easter Bunny, Santa Claus.
Easter Bunny, Easter Bunny too.
Papa Gigi.
Or hip-hop Easter Bunny. That was cool.
Yeah.
Hip-hop Easter Bunny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I can't promise I'm going to hit all those points, but I will.
No, that's fair.
We're good to go. When you're ready.
All right, Jason, you ready to rock?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
I mean,
let me check your mic real quick.
Okay.
There's a reason. I have my paranoia has.
Sure, no. I mean, I'm not using anything special today. It's just me.
Oh, no. I have it on an automatic volume on mine, so I need to change that.
Okay.
Where is it? Sorry. Ready to go. Because, you know, I'm always worried that my voice is going to be too loud.
No, yeah. I don't want to overstep you either.
But, yeah, we're good to go now.
All right, dope, sick, nasty.
Yo, let's freaking get it, yo.
Oh, my voice mod is not on, and now it is. It's your boy DJ Sound Effects, Shawnee and Skeptosomus on the mic. I hope you're ready for some super nice bars, because Jason's got them cooking for you.
Depression makes me happy.
What?
Depression makes me happy.
What?
Just playing. I'm not gonna break it, but I can't wait them. Do they understand what I'm doing in the weekend? Looking for my people like I see them when I can't pretend like I'm gone now. Now I'm sitting here, yeah, they call me Bigfoot. My size 14, don't stop and hook. You know, sometimes I gotta rip rhymes. Trey finally figured out how to tell people about his DJ thing. And he's just at a wedding thing like, hey, honey, don't worry, gotta do some sales. I'm breaking for this life, yo, pay my bail. I can't pretend only if I give it in, then I'm waiting for a dividend. Cause I'm waiting in, do they know why? Now I can't understand. Then we got Shawnee like, hey friends, only if I can't break through. He gotta do his depression book. He's like, please get rid of me, dude. And now I don't see it all the time. And he's breaking bad news. He's like, fine, you lost your job. Wondering what? I never break down. Only if I can't kick up. But now I get what? And only if we can be. He got the Sunny album and he's like, yes, sorry. He's singing little songs and his wife's like, yo, Slee's not playing that one. Yo, my bro, that's probably gonna be your first single, I know. And only if you can't break it down, explode. Everybody's like, oh, I get it gone right. You can be it on, cause Shawnee's here all night or all day. Only if he got the character profile. He's like, oh, I get it from a mile. Only if you can't see it right through down. Now you gotta flip it cause you're right cool now. And then you're like, oh, I get down the flow. I'm right with the through and I'm right for the show. Oh, but then we got the hip-hop Easter Bunny. Trey looking giant, only if he get it, honey. And he gets it down with his furry suit instead. And only if I get it, cause the furry suit's dead. Trip down, sit down, looking like an elegant situation. I can feel it like I'm reveling. And now I don't know what I can't know. I gotta be the only one what for you. Oh, but now we get it through. He got his song, dude. He's always saying stop, stop, go, let go. But now you're right, true. You wanna write, dude. He got his rainbow music behind him, yeah, dude. He didn't know that adults like his flows when he gotta let him go. And he's thinking like, oh, the pandemic made him work, and now he's working, doing like things. Hopefully he'll never be twerking. Only if I can't understand what it go through.
Wait,
I guess
what?
I'm done with this freestyle, yeah, dude. That'd be weird, Johnny Dong Dong. I don't even know what that was. I've gone wrong. Looking for the light, guess it's over. I'm right. I think I remembered everything. I rock it on the mic. Oh, everybody clap your hands, and then we're done with the freestyle, my man. Oh.
I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, that was great.
I hope we entertained you, Sean.
Oh, I was very entertained.
Yeah, there is a point where this is no longer interesting. My mom, my wife is just like, bro, I don't need another.
I think there's a sweet spot. I think it's like less than 3 minutes, and I think it's perfect. Because not that like we can't go on for like an hour. I just think that we have to like make sure that we're captivating the people listening. Wow,
that's hurtful. I was just talking about my own life.
You're bad.
Well, you should see Ashani when we go to like ACL and we're just walking around. And since he's a beatboxer and I'm the rapper, we just literally do a song whenever we want. And it is so much fun.
I believe that.
And Ashani can be our hype man.
I can be like, hi, friends.
maybe you'll get booked for ACL this year.
Dude, please.
That would be the dream.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Then we can meet in person.
Yeah.
Was it?
I've only been to Austin once in my life, but I loved it.
It's a good time, man.
Yeah,
Peach was there this year.
There's always
a chance that you get booked for it. I mean, or you just send in your stuff and hope that they pick you.
But, yeah, I've never tried it, but yeah, that would be.
I mean, I met so many people from there that were actually at the Children's Music Conference where I met them at previous ACLs.
Oh, amazing!
Yeah.
Oh, check it out. Why not? Yeah. I'm not going anywhere this summer. So, hey, why not?
Yeah. Well, it's actually October. But,
oh, when is it?
October.
Oh, October. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, no, it's also, I'm not going anywhere in October. Where
was it? Trey, my wife is doing a wedding plan for somebody, and she was like, they're looking for a DJ. I'm like, I know somebody if it's in October. Just have Trey come early.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm willing to travel. It's just tough with, you know, getting me there and renting my equipment.
Overcharge, yeah.
Trey, for your own wedding, are you DJing? Who's being the DJ?
The people who know me and know me as a DJ, like, that is the number one question. And it's tough because I'm still looking because I haven't picked anybody.
But you know, you know the standards too, so you know, like,
it's tough.
Yeah, which is good. You'll get a good one. But
yes, I mean, this is true. Thank you. I appreciate. See, he doesn't even know me, Jason. He knows I'm a good DJ. So.
I mean, you know, he knows that I only deal with quality, so it makes sense that
there you go.
You would
and quantity because I'm big.
So. Me too. But that is amazing. Thank you so much, Shawnee. I hope you had a great time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was so much fun, guys. Seriously,
I'm glad we got to entertain you.
Yeah, that's fun.
But make sure guys you like, subscribe, do all that stuff. Go to our PayPal. We don't have a PayPal.
Wait, what?
Here's
the truth, guys. I need to make some money. So if you just want to send money to me this week, I really would appreciate it.
Money, money, money.
My PayPal is no, I'm just playing. But make sure you check out the podcast. It's everywhere podcasts are. Watch us live. Watch us again. Come back every Monday at 5 p.m. CST. We'll be here. We have tons of cool guests the next month and a half. So I'm excited about that. And we have our friend Patrick Hickey Jr., the owner of Legacy Comics next week. He also has done tons. He was actually on a Game of the Year nominee, I think, as a voice actor for a game this year. I might be hyping that more than I did, but he does tons of game voices and all those things. He's amazing. So can't wait to do that next week. Trey, am I forgetting stuff?
No, we would love to, whoever you are, we'd love to have you on the show, especially if you have something that you want to tell the public or you've got something going on that you would love to share. Please hit us up on Facebook. That's probably our best way to reach out to us. Just Facebook Messenger, Trey Stoneburner, Scout the Psalmist, or you can just hit us up at Flows for You. We also have a Facebook page. We also have a nice little website. You can message us there if you really want to. It's a cool little website, but hit us up on Facebook. It's the easiest way to hit us up.
And if you're looking for birthday parties or anything like that, Flows for You Party, same website, flowsforyou.com. Again, your boy needs some money.
What's that, Jason?
Again.
It's the IRS.
Shawnee, please just tell me the bad news. No. You owe money to taxes.
Well, Jason, it's been real. Shawnee, you've been an amazing guest. Thank you
for coming on,
man.
Such a blast. So much fun.
I wish I could stay on longer. I actually have to dip out. You know, you guys don't have to close the show or anything, sadly, I won't have a therapy session today. But and I really wanted it. You know what? Forget it. Let's just do it, Jason.
All right, Shawnee, right now you're going to be Trey's therapist. You get to ask him 3 questions. And yes, Shawnee has to be his therapist. Yes,
how does it make you feel?
Yeah, no, that's exactly. So you get to ask him 3 questions, and you get to make up facts about his life. He has to yes and whatever you say. So, and if you could do it to Shawnee, please. That would make my day. Go.
Well, one of the questions would be like, why a hip hop Easter Bunny? What's up with that?
So here's the thing. I feel
like there's a deep rooted thing there.
I'm so glad you asked, because I actually was terrified of the Easter Bunny when I was little. And so I try to mask that by putting on a mask to the masked Easter Bunny so that I can mask my pain every time I see this outfit that I have to put on. It's like I'm wearing the monster I'm scared of. But it's also a great way for shock therapy. So if I have to get inside the suit, I have to get inside my own problems and figure it out.
Wow. And how does that make you feel?
Is that your second question?
You already answered it, but...
You have 2 more questions.
I have 2 more questions?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I have to make up facts about your life, too?
You do whatever
you want, man. You're my therapist.
You're just reading the paper, so just read what you see in the paper.
Well, that's a good question. How do you feel being a groom to be?
It's actually okay. So this is real.
It's
very surreal.
As a groom recently, I feel like.
Oh, okay. Yeah, congrats.
Yeah.
Man, we could have talked about that. no, it's really crazy. I mean, there's a lot of planning. I knew it was going to be stressful. It's not at that pinnacle yet, but yeah. It's the bigger picture stuff right now, and then it'll get a little bit more hectic, but, I'm just glad to be doing it with somebody. So I'm glad I get to be wedding planning. So,
I mean, this is not a therapy question. Now I just want to ask because I'm genuinely.
Yeah. Here. Yeah.
Are you like splitting up tasks? Like, are you like,
we're all in this together. Me and her, we're trying to figure it out. She does a lot of like stuff on the side while I'm at work. So she does a lot more work than I do. I feel like we already have wedding coordinators. So they're helping us get bullet points down and helping us out.
Oh, that's key for sure.
So yeah. Yeah. I mean, whoever doesn't have a wedding coordinator, good luck. So
yeah, we tried to do it without. We were like, we got that. No.
No,
you do not got this. When you get the day of, it's like, do you fully understand? Oh yeah, no,
this is the reason. Yep.
I was gonna run around and do this myself.
No.
That's exciting though. That's amazing.
Thank you, man.
I'm genuinely excited for you.
Thank you. Oh, well, Shawnee,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess so. Thank you for being my therapist and coming in on such short notice. Everybody needs therapy. If you don't have a therapist, you should probably seek one out. And that's okay if you don't have one. People don't need them. Shawnee could be your therapist. And who knows? He might not be a licensed therapist, but who cares, right?
But he can give you bad news in a friendly way.
Yes. But guys, I got to roll. Shawnee, you've been amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Jason, close us out. I got to dip.
Thank you so much, guys, for coming. I hope you have a great and awesome night. And, thank you so much. See y'all next week. Trey's amazing. And we'll have a great time. Shawnee, I'm going to play some outro music, but stay so I can say bye.
Yeah, for sure.
We're done with the show. So thank you so much, guys. I hope you have a great day. And we will see you next week. Again, sorry for our 2-week vacation. I might not have told you, but we needed the vacation from each other. Or we would have strangled each other, and we don't want that.
That was a therapy question. Anyway.
Yeah.
Could have had group therapy.
It could have been amazing. But thank you so much, guys. Trey would go, flows for you. And I say, this is what we do now. This is what we do. Peace. And closing intro.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for